Now, the eighth day of the lunar month of Shawwal marks the destruction of Muslims' holy shrines of Baqi by the Saudi government some 90 years ago. In a show of protest, American Muslims have held a rally in front of the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C. to demand the reconstruction of the Baqi cemetery and the protection of the world religious heritage. Now, Zainab Hussain joins us live from Washington, D.C. to give us more. She's with the Al-Baqi organization, and she's the media coordinator for it. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Hussain. Now, first of all, just walk us through what the Baqi organization stands for and what this demonstration behind you means.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings be upon all of you. Thank you for having me live on the Press TV show. We are here. There's thousands of protesters gathered in front of White House at this moment. Thousands of protesters demonstrating against the annihilation of heritage. 98% of our heritage in Saudi Arabia at this point has been destroyed. We are voicing our concerns. The reason for all of this is the extremist Wahhabi ideology that is propagated and promoted from Saudi Arabia. And the reason for existence of ISIS or Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab or Al-Nusra, and let it be the annihilation of heritage in Iraq or in Syria or anywhere across the world is because of the Wahhabi ideology. And the root cause of that is from Saudi Arabia. And it started on the eighth day of Shawwal in 1925. It started with the desecration of Jannat al-Baqiya, and Baqi stands for resistance. It stands for a voice against oppression. It stands as the first crime scene that, and it needs to be investigated as to why a Muslim country has destroyed 98% of its own heritage sites.
Well, Dr. Hussain, I'd like you to expand on that if you can. When it comes to Saudi Arabia, the House of Saud continues to propagate itself as a custodian of the two holy shrines and even the leaders of the Islamic world. But from what you're saying and from the destruction of Muslims' holy sites, that doesn't sound like something that the leaders of the Islamic world should be doing.
Can you understand, can you comprehend this? This is exactly why we are demonstrating in front of the White House today. We want to show that the United States needs to sever its ties and choose a better ally than the promoter of the person who has destroyed history. They're trying to wipe away Islamic history. If you think about the leaders of Islam, the heroes of Islam, 7,000 of the martyrs of Uhud, 7,000 companions of the Holy Prophet are buried in this holy cemetery. We want to uphold, we want to understand what is the reason for this destruction. They say that the answer to that, they say, is they need to make room. What room needs to be made in Jannat al-Baqi Cemetery? We need an answer from them.
And before I let you go, Dr. Hussain, it is your belief that the ideology that saw the destruction of the Baqi Cemetery in Saudi Arabia is a very ideology that drives groups like Daesh, like Al-Qaeda, which discriminate against Muslims and their sanctities.
Absolutely. That is the reason for existence of terrorism at this point. In the United States, we've been distributing flyers with, say, 15 out of 19 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudi Arabian citizens. You got to think about it. There is absolutely no difference between Saudi Arabia and ISIS. They destroy heritage sites. There is no difference. It is the exact same ideology. Islam and we as Muslims in the United States, we are saying that we are victims of two sides. We are victims of Islamophobia as well as we are victims of Wahhabi terrorism. And we are here to show that Islam stands for peace, Islam stands for justice, Islam stands for human rights. And listen to us normal everyday Muslims and cover us on the media.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Dr. Zainab Hussain with the She's a media coordinator with the Al-Baqi organization, joining us live from Washington, D.C. Dr. Hussain, thank you very much indeed for taking the time out to speak to us in the middle of your protest.